Good. And so you'll just get into a comfortable position that we can rest quietly in and turn inward and breathe, just breathe to begin with. So just start with a few belly breaths as you get settled. And so we may be pulled in different directions, but once we take time to meditate, we want to use the breath to really drop in. And so drop, get out of our head, drop our attention into the belly. And as we breathe out, you can imagine sort of sinking in to the place you're in, to the support that's beneath you. And just take a few belly breaths, getting centered and grounded. And then we'll just start to gently shift our attention into the heart space as we breathe. And as we tune into the heart, we seek out that inner flame that resides within the temple of the heart, that inner essence, that inner you, that eternal you, in whatever way you can sense it. We all sense differently. It might be something, and we sense differently on different days, depending on what we're needing. So if you're not sensing the way you normally do, just open yourself to receiving that in whatever way you can. Feel that warmth or see that light, and whatever way that you sense it, or just know it's there. Imagine it. Use your imagination. It's a powerful tool. And so we strengthen our connection to that inner flame or feed that light with our attention and the vibration of love. And I find it's easiest for most people to just start to think of something or someone that you love and just invite them close to your heart and start to deepen your sense of that inner flame and how it's growing and how you're sensing it. And then we'll tap into the energies that are always there for us. We just have to consciously receive them. And so our breath is our tool to receive. And so just the next time you breathe out, as you exhale, imagine sending your exhale down into the earth. And you want to go deep to the very core or heart of the earth. So that exhale is that penetrates down and taps in. And then we use our inhale to draw up. So breathe in all of that powerful energy that the earth has to offer. Bring it all the way up into your heart. So it starts to feed, merge, mingle with your own inner flame and love that's you're still pouring on your heart flame. And so you just work in your own rhythm with your breath so that every time you breathe in, you're drawing up some of that energetic essence of the earth, the support, compassion, the nourishment. Bring it up into your heart. Give it a color if that helps. Good. And receive it. And as you breathe out, imagine soaking it up, letting it expand within you. So breath by breath, draw with each inhale, receive with each exhale. And this earth part of the heart breath is a very powerful tool you can use anytime to feel more grounded and centered and to bring nourishment and connection in. But we all as above, so below. And so now we'll connect upward. So the next time you exhale, again, we use the exhale to make that connection. Breathe out, send that exhale up. Up into the very heart of the universe, wherever you might imagine that to be. Okay. As soon as you reach in, don't it? As soon as that taps in, there's a flow back down. You just got to breathe it in. And you might give it a color, receive it in whatever way you can. Feel it, sense it, know it. Bring it into your heart with every breath in. And as with every breath out, let it fill you, let it feed you. Receive it into every cell of your being. Starts within the heart, and then it grows from there into our entire being. As we start to spend time in the heart too, we may start to sense what's been lurking or what we've been holding within the heart. So if any emotions arise as you're tapping into the heart, know that you're bringing in all of the energy that can help transform it. You can just let those emotions, those thoughts, whatever arises, burn off within the crucible of your heart flame. So you have the tool to manage what's happening within, transform. It's even more powerful when you bring the earth and sky together. So if you haven't already, some of you are familiar with the heart breath, you can begin to draw from both above and below. So from the heart of the earth and the heart of the universe, as you inhale, bring those energies together within your heart, and as those let those energies merge within your heart and with your heart, with your flame, and then receive that power, that union, breath by breath. Feeds your own. We always start with ourselves. Feed, refill, receive what you need breath by breath. Sense that love, that light flooding within the body and around you into your energy body. Your entire being receiving breath by breath. Receiving the blessing from earth and sky. Feeling and knowing that you are filled with and surrounded by that powerful regenerative light of above and below, and the power that comes when they merge. We'll use our next few heart breaths. We'll inhale and again, draw from above and below, bring it into the heart. And as we exhale, send it out in welcome to all of our guides, to our allies, to the support that's always there for us, to the angels, to our power animals, you are supported and moving in the direction of your dreams and manifesting the intentions of your heart in living the divinely inspired blueprint of your soul and what it had planned prior to your birth. Imagine or sense that with the heart breath, the doors of your heart are opening wide and you are entering within, fully supported, going inward into that inner space, that your inner essence of peace and calm and connection. Now is the time to dream or to wish for your heart's desire, to place your intentions for this new cycle, for this new beginning. And so ask for what you desire. Even if you're not sure what it is, ask with a heart opening, you will receive. You will hear and sense and know. It will come to you. You will be guided. You may ask what you desire to see in your life. Or what you desire to see in the world, personally or collectively, or for your family, or in your experiences. We'll just spend a little time with an open heart, receiving and setting intentions. Once you have your intentions, come back to the heart breath and use the heart breath to feed and illuminate your vision and intend what you wish to be so. The heart breath brings in the light, the frequency, the energy to align reality with your intentions, to assist you in manifesting your wishes or your dreams, which brings joy and fulfillment for you and perhaps benefits many others. Experience the magnificence of the divine present in this moment. Feel your love for Mother Earth and for Father Sky. Continue the heart breath, feeding the power of love within you. Feel the immense love present in this. And imagine gathering all of this love into a concentrated ball of energy that you can now send down into the earth. Send your love into the earth, sending all of the love of this present moment to the earth right now. As you continue to heart breathe, you draw in from above and below. Bring it into the heart, and from the heart, you have a constant stream of energy that can flow and feed and offer gratitude and love to the mother. And as you do this, the love from the earth is returned. The Earth Mother, for you are a child of the Earth, now responds with love for you in this moment, blessing you in your new beginnings, empowering you to boldly and bravely take the steps forward to create your dreams. And now as you continue the heart breath and continue experiencing the nourishing power of love within you, imagine gathering all of this love into a concentrated ball of energy. And now send your love above to the divine, to the stars, the planets, the cosmos, the sun. Send your love to the heart of the universe. And momentarily or automatically, sense the love from above returning to you. Know that your team of guides and allies and Angels are with you, assisting you, protecting you, uplifting you along your journey. Remember to ask for their assistance. Call them in. Know that you are loved and supported always by the earth, by the sky, by the stars, by the angels, by your guides and allies, by all, the all. Know that you can tap into the heart breath and this kind of support always, as often as you need to. It's always there for you. So you can let the heart breath go if you haven't already and just rest. And the vibration that you've created for yourself now, and just be present to noticing how you're feeling now, or what you're feeling, or your state of being. Anchor it in, perhaps take another belly breath and invite it to anchor, drop. As you exhale, again, invite it to sink in, drop in. Or imagine wrapping up in it, holding it close and keeping it, walking forward with what you've just created for yourself. And can continue to. And so when you're feeling ready, you can start to welcome a little movement back in, and or just change of position or whatever the body wants or needs, or maybe just go into dream time from here.